422 on the DWS News Hour. Welcome back on this Thursday. It's Club Krannert. And pleased to have with us from the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, Emily Laugesen, who is here to tell us about No Blue Memories, a play about the life of Gwendolyn Brooks put on by Manual Cinema. They're doing several youth performances, but also a public performance on Thursday, November 29th in the Colwell Playhouse at the Krannert Center. Emily, welcome back to the program. Good to see you.
So great to be here again.
And thanks for telling us a little bit about this. I'd heard and read just a little bit about Manual Cinema Theater Troupe, and then this particular play uses a lot of things I don't know where you would even go get them, like overhead projectors. I don't even know where you go get one of those. I remember them. I remember them when I was in school.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, so Manual Cinema, it's an amazingly innovative theater company based in Chicago. In fact, this whole production, it has a wonderful all-Chicago creative team. And Manual Cinema is really known for having developed this method of creating. It's almost like having an animated film created for you live while seeing the creation process happening on stage. And yes, they use the humble overhead projector. They use about four or five of them at once, and they create a kind of combined cinematic images that they make using transparencies and shadow puppets and other kinds of manipulated materials that they use on those overhead projectors. And it's a really beautiful effects that they create, these images on a big screen, and at the same time you can watch the company, the puppeteers, dancing around each other making these images, and the use of hundreds of puppets in every production.
How did you get connected with them?
Yes, I actually, in this case, it was a funny thing because they're so close by, but I actually saw a showcase of their work at a showcase in Montreal a couple years ago. And so we kind of had my eye on them as a company. They're really kind of up and coming.
And I imagine this play, No Blue Memories, about Gwendolyn Brooks, the noted poet from Chicago. Illinois has, the university has a connection with her, let alone the Chicago connection, so I bet that was enticing.
Absolutely, yeah. So the University of Illinois Rare Book and Manuscript Library is actually partnering with us to present this piece. They hold all of Gwendolyn Brooks' papers. So when her estate was being settled after she passed, they approached the University of Illinois as to be the keeper of her collection. And so when you think of papers, maybe just think literally of papers. So yes, there are drafts of her poems and things like that, but there are also lots of photographs, letters she wrote to young writers who became themselves influential poets, and then funny things like recipes and other kinds of stuff. So it's a really amazing thing, and it's open to the public as part of the University of Illinois Library.
As a side note, preserving physical paper is something that the Rare Manuscript Library is a specialty in, and that's an interesting process in and of itself. But then it's a piece of history that you're owning here. I mean, she's the first African-American woman to win a Pulitzer Prize, first African-American to win a Pulitzer Prize, and basically became synonymous with poetry in Chicago, maybe only equaled with, like, Carl Sandburg.
That's correct. Yeah, she has such an important body of work. And this piece does a beautiful job of really covering the entire span of her life. So the piece itself starts, it's broken up into different scenes based on different times of her life. And it starts out from when she was a child in one of the very first poems she wrote. Each scene is based around a poem that is then also explored through live music. There's a band on stage as well. And so the composition team. It's a team of sisters that are both Chicago-based musicians, Jamila Woods and Ayanna Woods, and they both work in the kind of jazz and R&B scene in Chicago, and among other things, they're very prolific and versatile composers. But they've created a musical score that goes along.
Yeah, you're kind enough to bring a piece here, a little excerpt from the play. What are we going to hear?
So this is one of the pieces that's based on one of Gwendolyn Brooks's most famous poems called We Real Cool. It's based on a scene from seeing some young people in a pool hall.
Let's hear a listen.
It's true.
heard it said that poetry for sure is meant to be read aloud and often meant to be sung. So it's interesting that Gwendolyn Brooks's poetry there put to music in a pretty interesting way. So the play, again, is No Blue Memories with Manuel Cinema. And then you're also going to be having a talk about this performance as well.
That's right. The day before the performance, so this will be Wednesday, November 28th, at 4 p.m. in the main library in the University of Illinois campus, we're going to have a talk with some of the cast from the production, and one of the writers, Nate Marshall, is coming down from Chicago to talk about his work with the Rare Book and Manuscript Library. They actually came down to consult with the materials in the library as they were developing this piece.
Emily Laugesen with the Kranitz Center for the Performing Arts. Manuel Cinema's performance of No Blue Memories is Thursday, November 29th. More information at kranitzcenter.com as well as tickets. Emily, thank you for visiting.
Thanks so much for having me.
Local news in a moment.